worst of the worst.
Comedian, actor Tommy Davidson, welcome to the People's Morning Show. Hello. Tommy, hello.
I can hear you. You see, you know, your voice makes me want to go, hey, how you doing? You know what I mean? But that would be wrong.
Listen, that's my voice. Unfortunately, we're blessed. Unfortunately, Tommy, some of us are blessed with great skills, great impression skills, and some of us sound like an elf. So, unfortunately, that's the hand I've been dealt in life. Ladies and gentlemen, the voice you hear is the great Tommy Davidson, the book Living in Color, What's Funny About Me, available in paperback in stores January 26th and available now online at Target and Walmart. Good morning to you, sir. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm not mad at you for making fun of my voice, Tommy. You are a legend, so it's okay. I'll be okay with it. Listen, tell us about the book. Tell us about your very interesting upbringing and how it has affected you and what went into this book.
It's interesting to some, huh? I was abandoned in the trash as an infant in 1966 in Greenville, Mississippi, and was recovered by a woman randomly who raised me with her and her family, which is my family. In Fort Collins, Colorado, in Wyoming, then moved to Washington, D.C., without knowing I was black, and finding out, because the black kids kicked their ass and were calling my sister and my brother white cracker, and calling me white cracker lover. I went home. I said, Mom, why are they calling me white cracker lover? Because I like graham crackers.
Right?
And that was the day.
Wow.
That she told me, you know, that she gave me the story, you know? And she said, hey, you know, that's what people your color call people our color when they don't like them. And I said, well, what color am I? She said, you're black. And I said, no, I'm not. I'm brown. She said, I know, but that's what we call you. You know?
Right.
And then we moved to the suburbs and repeat performance. But these were grown white men chasing me and calling me the N-word. And teenagers beating me up, and it was just crazy. People throwing stuff through our windows and stuff and calling my family N-lovers and me an N. So I went to my mother and I said, hey, who are these N's? Because they're not very good people. You know, like, we should move. You know what I mean?
Right.
And she said, well, though, that is what people our color call people your color. And I didn't like that at all.
No.
That, like, broke my heart, you know? And so who am I supposed to love? Am I supposed to love the people that love me or love the people that look like me? You know? And that's been the journey. That's why the title is Living in Color.
What a story.
Because if I took a zipper in the back of my, there was a zipper back here, I would take this off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I guess I'd be white. I have signs of whiteness, the bottom of my feet and my hands, you know? So somehow I'm involved in this thing, you know?
Right.
That's the story. And it came around to something good. It led to the book, which will lead to you. All the heartbreaks that I had, you know, were healed by people of all colors.
What an amazing and unique outlook, because social media right now is just one way or the other, and there's nobody standing here going, wait a minute, wait, stop all of it.
Yeah, you know, that's because, you know, the social media reminds me of the bathroom stalls. Anybody can write anything, and everybody gets to read it.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to take it serious. You know, like, if you go to the bathroom stall and somebody says that this person is like that, then you're going to actually read it, and you're going to actually concede that as the truth. In somewhere where you're taking a dump. It's like, no. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you put it in context like that, you're exactly right. And, you know, these are no jokes. Tommy Davidson and the book, Living in Color, the story from when he was an infant and how he was found, that was not a joke. That's true. I want to make sure everybody knows that, Tommy, that this was not a typical upbringing. This is really something that, you know, unusual that I don't know if a lot of people even know about you, huh?
Yeah, no, not at all. And it's equal ground. You know, isn't it a woman that comes into an interview and gets that perspective? It's we're all one. My mother was a woman, actually. She was a woman in the 70s.
Right.
That came into the whole women's lib movement, okay? And sexism and racism are isms. They're not wasms. But she found a way to bring her and the women in her generation, and also in the turn of the century, the women who wanted to vote, you know, and brought us into a whole new era of it. You see, so it's all connective. It goes back to that girl, Mary Tyler Moore. She was the first woman to be seen on TV, being single and having a job. You know, it's all together as one. Now's
so
the time.
True.
Now's the time that we capitalize on who we are. But the only way to capitalize on it is to not be too capitalist.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? Because it seems to me like there could be red, black, brown, yellow, and all these colors in our country, but if we let green get in the way, then that's going to be the thing. That's going to be, it's just like the Grinch, man. Everybody's having a great time till he comes around. But you got to remember, the dog dug him, man. And the dog hung out with him. And the dog couldn't wait for him to get the message. And his heart got so big. You know what I mean? And the dog was loving it. You see what I mean?
Yeah. That's a great analogy. What a great way to look at it.
That happened just now, by the way.
Tommy Davidson, that's who we're talking to on the People's Morning Show right now. How did you get your start in doing some of these amazing impressions that we know so well of yours?
They started in my living room with my TV.
Right.
You know, and with my radio. You know, because I grew up with the best of the best. I grew up in America. That's the best of the best. You know, you got Elton John, you know. You know, you got Commodores, you got Kansas, you got Journey, you got Led Zeppelin, you got Earth, Wind, and Fire. Then on TV, you got Andy Griffith, you got Laughing, you got Sesame Street, you got Scooby-Doo, you got Cosby, you got all these things. Everything we have, our weapons are loaded. Our love guns are loaded to the hilt. You know, all the way to today with Bono and Drake and all of it. We're covered with it. We got exactly what we need. We're like this big old pinata. All we got to do is just hit ourselves, and our culture will fall out all over us, man.
I love it. I love it.
What's the most requested of your impressions, Tommy, if you had to pick one? Is it Michael Jackson? Is it Sammy Davis Jr.? Who is it?
It probably would be Sammy.
Right.
You know, even little kids come up to me going, "Hey, aren't you Tommy Davis Jr.?" Man, I got to stop doing that impression. But that is just one of my favorites, and I'll lay it on you guys really quickly because I know this is a very brief kind of interview,
okay.
Sort of like my sexual experiences. But anyway,
okay.
So I gotta be me. I've gotta be me. These cats gotta learn. See, that's an easy one. Hold on, guys. Hold on. My marbles fell out.
Oh. The first thing when we found out that we were going to talk to you, Tommy, is, you know what I thought of before anything else in your whole life and your career, is you going, pick it up, pick it up.
Oh, pick it up. Who said it was our best thing? Pick it up. That was for the hearing impaired community.
Yeah, in living color, a simple skit, one of the best lines in the whole damn thing, and that's what I remember. And does that make you feel good or kind of lousy that that's the impression that maybe you made on me?
Hey, listen, man. You know, I am everyday people. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. I love it. How have you been spending quarantine, Tommy, before we let you go? How have you been spending your time in quarantine?
I've been spending my time just really creating, being really creative. I formed a new company called One Song, which is a multi-entertainment complex. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It includes movies, books, as you can see, animation, just everything. Scripted, non-scripted shows. And I've just been doing a lot of writing and working on music and just helping, like always, just helping who I can.
Right.
You know? Just helping who I can. I've been out there during the pandemic doing comedy in clubs and stuff, going out there at risk, you know, but kind of tapered that off. And I tapered it off in respect to what's going on.
Right.
You know, in respect to what's going on. And we do owe our fellow Americans, you know, attention, as much attention that we can get. Because we're talking on the phone right now, and there's people that can't.
Yeah.
And then, you know, let's talk about the people that aren't here anymore and their families. And it could be me today. We don't even know. You know, today is the last day we all have until tomorrow. And I'm glad we finally got hip to that, you know?
Yeah, what a great point. Ladies and gentlemen, Tommy Davidson, the book Living in Color, What's Funny About Me, available in paperback in stores January 26th and available now online, Target, Walmart, the great Tommy Davidson. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Thank you guys for having me. Really appreciate it, for real, too.
Absolutely, man. That's fantastic. Big fan of yours and your career, so good luck to you. Hopefully we'll talk to you again. Okay, Tommy?
Thank you. And you guys be really careful, okay?
All right. Pick it up. Pick it up.
Wow.
I wasn't sure how he was going to respond to that when I said that to him, because there was a weird pause for a second. I was like, oh, no. Is it the wrong character? Was it something Keenan did? Oh, no.
He was just in another zone there for a minute. But, man, I think that's got to be one of my favorite interviews we've done lately. What a ton of great points. I mean, he's known for having a great time, but that's some serious business right there, and he's all on point.
Yeah, just like 2020. Tommy Davidson now is getting serious. Jesus, God almighty. What's his world coming to, new Rob? What's his world coming to?
What a story to share. How important is that?
Amazing. I had no idea about his upbringing, any of that stuff. That's all totally news to me. Nope.
It is fascinating, and it's somebody you can respect to hear it from. It's super cool.
I saw him. I hosted for him. I did a comedy show a few weeks ago, and he was the headliner. And he kind of gets into that story at the end about his upbringing. And it's really cool because you're laughing for an hour. You're having a great time. Then it gets real serious for about 5 minutes. And it ends with a So you're at the end, you've sat through this story, you're listening, you have tears in your eyes because it is moving, hearing about the struggles his family went through. And then he crushes with a joke at the end. So you're laughing and crying at Tommy Davidson.
Now, you didn't say anything, new Rob. I know you didn't want to be embarrassed because you're going to say, hey, do you remember me? And he was going to be like, no. Is that why?
Yeah. You know how many people he works with each week when he travels to a different city? So I didn't want to be like, hey, remember I was the guy that went up and made the garden gnome jokes about my kids? No, I didn't want to do that.
No, no, I've been in that spot before, too. And I always say, oh, if I say it, they're not going to remember me. And it's going to be.
Yeah, but there's one difference. You usually say it.
Nipsey, Rob, and Jen Shade, the People's Morning Show on 105.7 The X.